Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, as they prepare for the 2024 season. Coach Foudy, thanks for joining us. And does it feel like that long since you've been off the airwaves here with us, being there for all the football games this year? And since then, life's gotten a little bit more hectic as you get ready for the girls basketball season. How have things been going? How's mom and the new baby doing?
Yeah, they're doing great. Our two little ones, Jude and Hadley, are in love with baby Milo, and Lauren's she's awesome. So I get it. Give her a lot of credit. She lets me sleep quite a bit, especially now that she knows basketball is starting up. So I'm sleeping as well as I can, obviously with the anticipation of the season kind of on my mind. But yeah, we're doing great. Baby's healthy, eating, sleeping, doing all the things babies should do. So we're enjoying being a family of five.
That's awesome. And again, congratulations on the family of five. That's just very fun. And especially as you get ready for basketball season. And thankfully, there won't be a state tournament for the first outing for the baby, right? You gotta give them a little bit of time to get acclimated to the gym and things like that. I know we had that a couple years ago with basketball, but moving on to the season, just how excited are you for year number two here with the Pella Christian girls basketball team?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, obviously we've got a lot of returners. Being my second year in the program, I feel like there's a lot that we can kind of just skip over that had to be explained last year. We're kind of starting at a much different place. We have a lot of girls who are really passionate about basketball, really excited about basketball. And, one practice in, there's just a lot of energy in the gym. And so really excited about it. Feel like we're starting to build a strong culture and, just kind of hitting the ground running, as opposed to last year. Maybe we felt like it out of necessity, it took a little while to get going. So,
absolutely. And, you know, just looking at that, you mentioned just kind of hitting the ground running from where things left off last year rather than trying to build that culture. For a lot of these girls, that's kind of a new experience, right? I think of even a Faith Kekmarinski, who's a senior this year. This is the first time she's had the same basketball coach in high school for a second season. What do you feel like the impacts have been of that, just being able to have 2 years in the system, have the girls have some familiarity with it, and being able to hit the ground running in that regard?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is they know the intensity at which we practice, and that's not new to them. So, you know, yesterday was no surprise to them that you know, we're practicing at a high intensity. That may have been a bit of a surprise or adjustment last year. I think what's bigger than that, though, is just the relationships that are already established, that there's trust. That really has already been built up over an entire year. And, that's allowed us to kind of just, you know, maybe answer less questions this year, where the girls, can just trust that they know coach has got a plan for what's going on. And, so that's just allowed us to kind of, you know, move faster, quite honestly. And it doesn't mean there's not change. We're definitely not going to be the exact same team we were last year. We're moving in some different pieces and lost a couple of pieces. And, there's going to be some change. We're really trying to simplify things that we do so that, although we may not look as, complicated, on day one against Davis County or game one, hopefully by the end of the year, we can do a lot more because we were simple early on.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a huge thing. And you mentioned some of those games. Not much changes for the schedule this year. Just one contest, that being the Des Moines Christian game, replacing the Sheraton game from last year. And again, another difficult schedule here for the Eagles, right? And we talked about it a bunch last year and just kind of preparing both mentally and physically for the grind of a little Hawkeye Conference season in addition to some tough non-conference games. I know it's been early in the season here, but how have you guys kind of just been preparing mentally throughout the off season to go up against yet another tough schedule and try to prepare yourself as best you can for a postseason run?
Well, we know the schedule's tough, right? We love our schedule. We're really excited to get Des Moines Christian back on the schedule this year. We've got some really great non-conference games early against, you know, Montezuma and Eddyville and teams like that. So we're excited about that. But, you know, we try not to talk about each game too much. You know, you've got your goals in mind of, and obviously some games from last year that maybe sting a little bit, that, kind of hang over your head a little bit. And you may have that team in mind when you think about the season upcoming, but we really just try to focus, throughout the off season and even during these first 2 weeks of practice is, hey, you know, we got to stack bricks and have a consistent method for how we attack our development every day. And so, you know, we just have a really strong focus on skill development to start the season and throughout the season. And, you know, the games will come. We'll be ready to play them, but we're focusing on getting better today.
That's a good way to look at it. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, here powered by Hy-Vee. Looking at the team itself this year, there's going to be a good mixture of returners who got good experience last year within the program. There's going to be a mixture of girls that'll be new. But when you look at the leadership of this team, going to be a little bit of a younger squad again that's going to be out there. So when you look at the leadership, where is that going to come from on the court? We know that you'll be leading from the sidelines, obviously, but who will be the girls that you're going to be leaning on for their leadership and just being able to help the other girls along on the court?
Yeah, obviously with Faith Kakmarinski being our lone senior this year, she's going to take a bulk of the responsibility of leadership. And she's grown tremendously in that, and she's motivated to continue to grow in her leadership. But I think the great thing about our team, Tyler, is that really we're going to find leadership from multiple different areas. And, you know, we've got a really big sophomore class of strong leaders that are passionate about basketball and vocal and are growing as leaders, and we've got a few juniors that are, you know, coming into their own as well. So I think the great thing about our team is, you know, we don't really identify, hey, this is our one captain, our one leader. I encourage all of our kids, to be leaders and to find opportunities to lead in different ways. And whether that means bringing along the JV girls that are new to our program this year, or whatever the case may be. So I think, you know, I'm just excited that, We've got a group of girls and a culture that's building that you're going to see leadership in multiple different areas from multiple different girls.
That's a great culture. In my opinion, some of the best teams are that way too, where it's not just one or two defined leaders. And you look at some of those returners. Obviously, you mentioned a Faith Kakmarinski, even a Rachel Kakmarinski. Those have been the two that were highlighted a lot last year, with Rachel averaging a double-double, Faith kind of running the offense as the point guard there. You even think of a Chloe Snyder and a Jessa DeVries in there as well, who got valuable minutes. And I know Jessa unfortunately missed some time last year. But when you look at those returners who are going to make a big jump this year and will be big contributors, who are some of those returners that will see an increase in their roles this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned Chloe Snyder, Jessa DeVries. They're obviously coming in with a year of varsity experience is huge for them. I expect their confidence to be just a lot higher coming into the year. They kind of know what to expect. And so, you know, as long as we can stay healthy, both those girls have kind of dealt with some injury things throughout the off season. They've handled it extremely well. It hasn't been easy, but they've handled it well. And so we just, you know, we hope we can keep them healthy. And if so, they're going to contribute in a huge way. I think, you know, Bryn Runner got some experience late in the year last year. She's going to have a great opportunity to step in kind of a bigger role this year and take some minutes for us off the bench. You know, Chloe Nickel is kind of dealing with a knee injury, unfortunately, right now, but she was kind of right on the fringe last year of really stepping into a pretty important role for us coming off the bench and had some really nice games early on. So we're hopeful we can get her back healthy. Chloe Nickel is kind of a tone setter for our team, especially on the defensive side of the floor, brings a toughness, just a tough mindset and mentality to our team that is crucial for our success. So, we hope we can keep all those girls healthy. Ava Breams is another one that just has had a really good off season, had a really good JV season last year, and was able to contribute at the varsity level a few times here and there. You'll see her a lot more this year as well. So we're excited about her contributions coming up.
And another name that I think is kind of an interesting one that kind of took more of a role, kind of felt like mid to late season there, that just to want to hit a lot of those returners, there is an Addie Van Arendonk. I think you've seen her within the volleyball season, even this year, the confidence just continuing to grow. And I can't put my finger on one specific moment, but it kind of felt like there and during basketball season last year, you saw that confidence really start to grow. And then even through the summer with softball this year and with tennis as well, she's just really continued to grow her confidence, getting her back and having her alongside a Rachel Kakmarinski there is kind of your quote-unquote post players. How excited are you for her continued development there to add a nice 1-2 punch in the post with Rachel?
Yeah, you know, I throw Ava into that mix too, right? I really think we're going to have a cool opportunity to mix those three girls in, obviously probably not all at the same time. If that happens, it was a mistake on my end, but, yeah, Addie's done a really nice job. She's really fun to be around. And I think that's one of the biggest things Addie brings. We've got a lot of elite competitors and Addie's one of them, but Addie also can kind of, just make us laugh when we need to a little bit. And that's one of her biggest traits. But basketball wise, you know, she just goes out and plays and she just makes winning plays. And, you know, I think last year there was flashes where it was like, man, she's really just kind of in a zone. And, I'm confident that we're going to see that more from Addie this year. Her skill is going to continue to develop. Obviously these first 2 weeks are crucial for her and for all those posts to just kind of get back into rhythm of post finishing and kind of what we need them to do within the realm of our offense. But, really anticipate Addie taking a big step forward this year and being a big contributor for our team.
Absolutely. And just looking at this team as a whole, we've mentioned a lot of the returners, but with that, there's also new faces as there are every year. Who are some of maybe the new names or faces that people could expect to hear on Tuesday, Friday, whatever night of the week it is that you guys are playing or can expect to see on the Padlock Christian YouTube channel throughout the year and just kind of stepping into some of those roles that are left by some of the girls that won't either be playing this year or graduated last year?
Yeah, well, I think there's a great opportunity for a large handful of girls to kind of compete for some minutes here. And so we've kind of got a group right now at the beginning of the practice season so far that is really battling to be those role players that may be coming off the bench for us. And so I think some names people will remember, Hannah Van Wyk, Ashlyn Vermeer, Aubrey Van Coten, some sophomores that are returning for us this year. They've done a great job over the summer, just developing and working on their skill and are kind of poised to take a big step forward this year from playing some JV basketball to competing for some time on the varsity court. And then a new face in our program. Her mom is a Pella Christian alum. Sophia Slogter has moved here from Minnesota. She's been just provided some great energy for us, a spark, really understands the game of basketball really well. Obviously it's new to her in this program. So there's an adjustment that's going to take place there, but I'm excited about the potential that she has to contribute to us as well.
Yeah, we said she was a good cross country runner, so no doubt she's a good athlete there and should provide some of that stuff. When you look at goals for the season for this team, last year, I know the goals were set to really compete in every game that you guys played. Is that kind of a similar goal that you have this year? Or, you know, have you kind of added to that a little bit and kind of tweaked that a little bit in this season and what you're wanting to accomplish? Or what are some of those primary goals that you guys have?
Yeah, you know, us coaches have established some goals that are probably more stats focused, just because we feel like we've identified, you know, a handful of areas where if we can really clean up, you know, assist to turnover ratio, our rebound numbers, our free throw numbers, we want to get to the free throw line more. That's probably the stance our coaching staff has taken more is, hey, these are kind of the benchmarks we need to get to get to where we want to be. And we also encouraged our girls to set goals. When we talked about them. And so our girls have some pretty lofty goals about where they want to get to. I would say beyond that, Tyler, though, we talk about our purpose. We talk about, you know, we're going to set goals. We're going to talk about our goals. We're going to have lofty goals for each other. And ultimately, yes, we're going to show up with the goal to compete in every single game and to win every game. But we can't let that allow us to lose sight of our purpose. And our purpose ultimately is to glorify God through basketball. And, you know, we can have joy in doing that, win or lose, whether we reach our goals or not. And so obviously we'd love to have some of those goals be achieved along the way. But by the end of the year, hopefully we can look back and feel we achieved our purpose.
Absolutely. Coach Fountain, any final thoughts you'd like to provide as you get ready for the 2024-2025 winter basketball season here for the Pella Christian girls squad or just anything else you'd want to share?
Yeah, I don't know, Tyler. Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
I can imagine so. Chomping at the bit. Coach Fowdy, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck this season. Looking forward to many more great conversations continuing on here throughout the winter season.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Fowdy, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.